Well, I know something had to be on your mind today, bro. What's happening?
Man, I don't even know where to start from. All right, so well, All right, I'm a dean of a school, right? And all right, this man, this black kid, he comes to my office and say, well, I can't go to college. College is hard for me. It's yeah. I mean, this brother was talking bad about himself. And man, that that fired me up. All right, so he telling me that he think he's done. And so I'm like, sir, okay, well, define done. Well, I can't do the work. So I'm like, okay. Okay, well, tell me about Einstein then. All right, yeah, this guy had no idea about Einstein. All right, so with Einstein, okay, he dropped out of college, you know what I'm saying? He was real bad and how can I say this? Other topics, but Einstein was real good in physics. So right, so you know what I'm saying? What is being smart anyway? I mean, you can fail, you know what I'm saying? Six, seven other subjects, but you can be a genius in that one category.
And just one, and that's
Right.
all it takes.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's right. That's all it takes. So yeah, man, boy, yeah. Got to chopping up, with this guy. And come to find out, he in the wrong program anyway. All right. Yeah. So my first question was, all right, so what can you do all day long for free? Well, well, I like drawing, you know what I'm saying? I like playing video games and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, so why, you in the medical school then? Right? If you're already doing the things that you love to do all day long for free, and yeah, you ain't even getting paid for it, that's your passion right there.
That's
The
right.
passion is gonna drive those good grades. All right. So man, boy, we chopping it up. All right, so all right, yeah. The next conversation I had, with this guy. Well, mom keep telling me that, that I'm on the video games too much, I gotta start studying. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, do what your mom tells you to do then. Right. So it just seems like how can I word this? All right. All right, put it to you this way. If your mom is telling you, what I'm saying, to, stop playing video games and go do your studying. Well, why don't you merge the two together? Change your program into video gaming. So you're doing it for free. So you spend a whole lot of time playing these video games or creating video games. Right. That's an easy A right there because you're
That's
already
right.
doing it.
That's right.
Right. So yeah, man. Yeah, it just, yeah, things like that. We got to talk. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
man.
it's amazing, man. Like when a lot of people go to school for the wrong thing. Don't it's I think people just recently started, maybe in this last decade, where people really start going to school for their passion. But before then, we was all going to school based off money. You know what I'm saying? Well, what can I make the most money in? You know what I'm saying? It was very few people that were really thinking about don't going to school for their passion. You know what I'm saying? And I done met people talk about, no, I don't think college ain't for me. College ain't for me. I'm like, college is for everybody if you go for your passion. Like, if you go to college for something that you love to do, oh, you gonna pass. You gonna love that shit. You
You're
know
gonna
what I'm
pass
saying? So, yeah. So
them.
I
But
definitely feel you with, dropping the knowledge on the youngster. You know what I'm saying?
man, but man, well, I'm telling you, I got some things get out my chest, man. And then how can I say this? All right, well, I mean, different strokes for different folks, right? All right, so
True,
right,
true.
just because I went to college, you know what I'm saying, doesn't necessarily mean that everybody got to do it. That I understand, right?
That's
But
right.
the thing that I don't understand is that whatever you're good at, I mean, it don't matter if you're mopping floors, right? Be the best Yeah, you'd be the best person, you know what I'm saying? Whoever did it. That's going to drive the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. Like, no matter what you do, just try to be the best at it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do it the best you can do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, man, yeah. Then there's one lady, right, that I talked to. I mean, she didn't have no kind of support from her family whatsoever. Well, you know, they all keep saying that I can't do it, and, you know, it's going to be hard. So So I told this young lady, I'm like, man, all right, the same people who are telling you that it's so hard, they probably never even did it before themselves. So how can they tell you that it's hard when they never even tried it?
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you blowing smoke right there. So, all right, just like my first PhD, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first PhD, you know what I'm saying, that I had got, all right, they're going to tell me that, well, you know, it's going to be super hard, and, you know, you can't do this. And yeah, that your writing sucks. And I'm like, okay, well, how many do you have? Well, you know, I never went to school. Well, how you gonna tell me that it's hard? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you went through this before. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Then I also learned this too, man, is has she been a doctor? It's kind of like it's kind of like a club, right? So some people, they don't want other certain people to be a member of that club.
I believe it. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So they're going to tell you pretty much anything, you know what I'm saying, to keep you out of that club. That's what they're going to do. Yeah. But don't listen to them. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, I can believe they got, you know, the more money you make, they always got clubs.
Mm-hmm.
The more money you go up, they got clubs for you. You know what I'm saying? They gonna come with you on this from this club, that club. Like, come join us. But and at the same time, they pick and choose who they want to join them.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, man. Yeah. I've been thinking about a whole lot today, man. I had to get it out of my chest.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. You got time, brother. Yeah. Anything you think?
Man. Yeah. I don't normally do podcasts, man. I mean, yeah.
I tell you what, give us a little background. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to say no names of none of the facilities you at unless you want to. You know what I'm saying? Just give us a little background of where you came from, because you want to get like one of the guys I admire. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You younger than I am, so I saw you coming up. You know what I'm saying? So I admire what you done accomplished.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of background, and then maybe another story will pop up.
So what do I start from? Well, yeah, at the age of 17, I joined the Marines. I was stationed in Chiquanico, Kalamazoo, North Carolina, and I'd been to war two times already. I guess you can say that, yeah, I'm a combat veteran. All right, so I'm in the Marine Corps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a general's driver. I worked at the Pentagon. Yeah, pretty much like a warrior, man, you know, kicking indoors, going to war,
straight
trainers and stuff like that, right? But after I got out the military, all right, well, so my last year in, right? So I did 8 years. All right. So just before my last year, right, they kept telling me, hey, well, you know, you got to go to college, get your associate's degree. You know, you got to figure out a way to make money for your family. Because once you get out the military, you know, I mean, everything is different. All right. So so I got my 2-year degree. And then I started working for the federal government as a federal guard. As a federal guard, so I got my bachelor's degree, and I went to the police academy at the same time. Now, man, that was tough, boy.
The police academy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it ain't like you see on TV?
Nah. It was rough. Got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I mean, yeah, go to classes. I mean, yeah.
Oh, so it was rough. Now, you didn't say that about Marine boot camp. So I know police academy couldn't have been rough for the Marine boot camp.
So the mindset is different. All right. So in boot camp, right, I was young, man. So, you know, it just, yeah, it's whatever. But as you get older, you know, some guy yelling in your face, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to react a little bit different.
Gotcha.
Right? It'd be like, look, bro, you know, we're the same age. So, yeah, tone that down just a little bit because it might be a problem. But the academy, man, it was cool. Well, yeah. After I graduated, I was top of my class, and then I had transfer as a 00 A-3 series. All right, so a A-3 series. All right, that means that I can transfer to any agency that I wanted to. So, like the FBI, CIA, they're all the same.
Now you had to take some kind of test to get that 003.
No. Once you pass the academy, all right, they base it off of your training scores, your education, you know, they only pick the best of the best.
Gotcha.
Yeah. At that time they did, but I don't know about now.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so as a police officer, right, I got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, forensic science. And, but I was always doing IT stuff forever, man. Since a kid, you know, like I'm fixing VCRs back in the old days, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just curious to see how things work. All right, so yeah, throughout my whole life, man, you know, it's just been technology stuff. I did the music thing for a little while, you know. It's just, I don't know. I was real good at being a police officer, but my bad. So once I had graduated from the academy, so my first duty station was in DC. Yeah, so DC is rough up there, but
I said, is it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was on Georgia Avenue, right? So, but yeah. Georgia Avenue is like it's one of the roughest streets out there. But yeah, man, you know, but I love being a police officer. Yeah, got to help people, and you know, it's just, yeah, just who I am as a person, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I had transferred to Columbus, Georgia. Yeah, so Columbus, Georgia is in Georgia. At the time, it was the third highest city for murders. Yeah, but I should be on that now, you know, it was a good time as well too. But down in Columbus, Georgia, all right. So I think I was about 27, I believe, right? So that's when I started to find myself, right? So I've been doing IT stuff, man, for so long. All right. So that's when I decided, you know, to just go back to college, you know what I'm saying? Like go back to college. Get my master's degree, and let's see what happens after that.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So I tried to cross over from the patrol officer to be in the cyber crimes unit. All right. So yeah, that's another story right there, man. But yeah. But to make a long story short, right? All right. But at that time, they had no idea, you know, that I had a bachelor's degree. All right. So. I applied for the job. They're going to tell me no. Well, you know, you got to have a bachelor's degree, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, cool. All right. So the next day, you know, I come to work and I show them what I got. Well, you know, you got to have a master's degree. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, all right. So, well, they didn't know that the whole time, you know, that I've been a police officer, I never stopped going to school. All right. So then, you know, I come out the next day. Okay. Here's a master's degree. Well, it's not based off of education anymore.
What?
So I'm like, okay. That's when I decided, you know, to just transfer somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right, so this what really changed my path right here. All right, man, I'm telling you, I was doing IT stuff since a kid, man. So I know pretty much all, different programming languages like Python, actually Java, yeah, C++. I mean, you know, those are things that I was doing just for fun. So going to college, you know, that was easy because I already knew it.
Yeah.
Right. They ain't gonna teach me anything. All right. Yeah. But anyway. All right. So the cyber crimes unit, they came and talked to me about this case that they had. All right. So this one guy, he had some information in his cell phone that they can get into it. The guy had an iPhone. So back then, right? Do you remember when the iCloud lock when it first had started? Right. During that time.
The what now?
The iCloud lock on your phone.
iCloud lock. I don't remember that. I just got into like iPhone about 2-3 years ago.
Oh man, where you been at?
Shit, Android.
But yeah. Then when they had first started the iCloud lock. It's mainly like a feature, right? So that you lose your phone or something like that. You can lock it from a laptop or, you know, yeah, you can wipe the whole thing clean. You can't even hack into it if someone stole your phone, right? They got to know your Apple ID and your password.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so right, there was a time where Apple had got really, really good with their security features. All right, so I figured out a way to actually bypass the lock. I can probably tell you how to do it, but I figured out a way to actually bypass the lock, and then I wrote a blog about it. All right, so on this blog, it was so many people calling me up, hey, you know, come and teach us, yeah, different police agencies, you know, yeah, they had me come down and show them just how I bypassed the lock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, right, then I got a letter from a company telling me that, you know, I should stop, I can't do that. And then the same company tried to hire me. And that's right. But I still said no, right? Because at that time I'm like, well, you know, if I switch over to the private sector, I would probably lose all my time, you know, like through the government. Because at that time I had like maybe 12 years in the government. So right, why would I waste all that time, you know, changing jobs? All right. All right, so this one, NIST, NIST, is the it's the National Institute of Standards and Technology,
mm-hmm.
up in DC. All right, mm-hmm. So NIST is the biggest organization for technology.
Mm.
Mr. Google for the government, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right, so they saw my blog, and yeah. They gave me a call and, you know, they offered me a job. So, So from that point, man, you know, we packed up. I quit my old job and moved to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Just like that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? IT is definitely where it's at, man. I've been kicking myself in so much these past 3 years, bro. I'm like, I started, like, when I first went off to DeVry,
uh-huh.
I started with computer engineering. But I thought the shit was so boring. I'm like, this shit is boring. Because it wasn't that it was hard. I just didn't like sitting there looking at the damn computer screen for hours and hours. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God. But now, at that time, they asked me why I wanted to do this shit. I said, this is the future. You know, I told him for the future. This been damn 20 years ago. I was like, this the future. And that's why I want to do this shit. But I got into a board. And so now, 20 years later, I'm kicking myself in the ass like, you already knew this was coming. Like, you should have just did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I got lucky, man. I mean, yeah, I had switched over because I'm mad at my old job. I mean, you know, yeah. They didn't want to move me over. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was time to move on. But, yeah, talking about the future, man, I mean, yeah, well, let me tell you about this. All right, this is my concept right here. All right, so it don't really matter what kind of job a person have. Because the main goal for me is to make sure that, you know, that I have enough money that, I'm going to pass on to the kids or something like that. Like, the overall goal, well, for myself, is to not be a burden to my kids when I get older. Right. So, yeah, it to me, it don't really matter what your job is. But yeah, man, I wouldn't say something. Yeah.
Well, it don't
get what it was. Huh?
The question is, if it don't matter what your job is, what should be one's focus while they at their job?
Oh, you know what? Since you did say that, all right. Do you play chess?
I sure do.
Okay, and all right. So, chess is very what I'm looking for. Psychological type of game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I apply chess with pretty much everything that I do in life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to break this whole thing down for you. Hope y'all got time to hear it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Hey, all right. You're going to drop some jewels because chess players drop jewels.
So yeah. All right, so, all right. Well, a lot of my friends come to me, hey, man, you know, how'd you get that job? And or, you know, how do you always get hired? And I'd be like, well, I play chess with these people. And they'd be like, what you mean? All right. So, all right. When we apply for a job, we're all doing the same thing. We probably having just that one resume. And then we're applying that same one to about 4 to 5 different jobs. Well, you shouldn't do that. All right. So every time that you apply for a different job, change up your resume. Every time. So tailor that resume towards the job that you are trying to get, right? All right, now think about this part right here. All right, so say that you turn in your resume and then they call you, right? But the people, they're not looking at the resumes. It's a what? It's a computer system. It's true. Being scanned, right?
True.
Right, so if I know, God, I shouldn't even say this. All right, but
go ahead.
But if I know how computer systems work, I can also know how to actually beat it.
That's right.
Right. All right. So, so you take your resume, right? All right. So, all right.
Gossip.
Computer system is, huh?
I just threw gossip in there. You know.
Oh. Oh. Okay. All right. So the computer system, they're looking for the same keywords from a job announcement to your resume. Now, if you don't have those keywords in your resume, you know, when it scans your resume, it's going to be pretty low. All right. So they're trying to match it up, you know, based off of the job announcement. So what is the best place to actually find those keywords?
Google.
From the job announcement.
Oh.
Right. So, right. You take the job announcement and then you rephrase it. And then you throw some of those keywords in your resume. So now when it's being scanned, it's going to be a perfect match almost every time.
Mm-hmm. Gossip. Okay.
That's astounding.
Oh. Man, I ain't even done yet. Yeah. It gets bigger than this.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, then. All right. Right. Check this out. All right. So at this point, right, you already beat the scanner, and now your resume goes to an actual person. All right, so they're going to actually email you. Hey, you know, can you come down, you know, on Friday afternoon, you know, like a quick interview? Well, I always say no. All right, so I always push mine back to the next week. All right, so the reason why I would do that, just so I can drive down there on the same day, and I just sit in the parking lot. What am I looking for? Right. Reconnaissance. All right, so I'm probably military, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to scope the scene out first before my actual interview. All right, so I'm sitting in the parking lot, you know what I'm saying, doing maybe lunchtime, right? Okay, now, if the guy's dressed in all black, that means that it's a more firm, you know, it's a more authority type of job, right? And if the guys are wearing, you know, different colored ties, you know what I'm saying, purple shoes and stuff like that, it's more socialized. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, since it's lunchtime, right? If y'all, all right, so say that, all right, so if y'all get into their own cars and, you know, they're out with lunch, right? That means that what? They don't necessarily talk to each other.
Yeah, that's right. True.
But if they all get into the same car together, right, it's more, it's a friendly environment. Mm-hmm. Right. I got all of that and your stuff put inside the building yet. All right. So now, yeah, doing my interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to wear. And let me go back a step so I can tell you the things that you should be saying. All right. Now, is it possible to actually have a conversation with a person that you wrote down the full script and they have no idea that you're going by a script?
You said, is it possible to have a conversation
with the person
that don't know you going by a script?
Right. Is it possible?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, it's okay. Base your conversations or the words that you choose based off of the response that you're probably going to get from them. All right. So if I say good morning, of course, right, they're going to say it back. Mm-hmm. But the person who says it first, they always have the power because they are looking at you to say something else again. So keep their power pretty much the whole time. And all right, so since you're the first person to try to say something, you can guide the whole conversation.
And that's how it works in court. And that's the shit I've been trying to teach people. Like, when you go to court,
uh-huh,
you take over the power because the one that's asking the questions is the king.
It's the king, right.
It's the king. All right. Go ahead, though.
Okay, all right. All right. Let's take it back another step. All right. So remember that first email, right? That they had sent you, you know, can you please come down, you know, come in for an interview? All right. Now, on that interview, you know who they are, you know, their first name, you know, the last name, and then probably nine times out of ten, they're gonna see some other people as well too. So now you got the whole board's name. All right, so at that point, they know way more about you than you know about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, you know what, that ain't even fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so before your interview, you know, do your own research on them, all right? Mm-hmm. See the things that they like, things that dislike. You're right, go on their social media accounts, go on their LinkedIn accounts, you know what I'm saying? But please make sure that, you know, that you block yours. Because if they can see you, you can see them. So, yeah. Right. So keep yours private, but also do your research on them. So now you're going into an even battle, right? They, mm-hmm, they know things about you. And now, right, you know things about them. Mm-hmm. So as you're doing your interview, all right, align yourself with the things that they like. And, you know, I'm not saying lie to them. I'm just saying align up the truth, you know, between you and actually them. Mm-hmm. All right, so now you know actually what to wear, and yeah, several things to say, because now, right, doing your research on actually every person that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, going into an interview, man, like the main goal is to make them feel comfortable that you can fit in to a culture that's already there. So you know what to wear, and then you know what to say. So yeah, if you mess this up at this point, this is on you. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, it gets bigger than that. I can keep going.
That was a good jewel drop right there. Let me hear something then.
All right.
Big jewel drop.
So now you got the job, right? Okay, so how are you going to move up in life? All right, so up in D.C., it's very cutthroat. It's either sink or swim. All right, so you should be trying to go for your boss's job, and then the people under you, yeah, they're coming for your job. Mm-hmm. Right, so if you're not moving up, yeah, you won't last too long. But, okay, think about this, right? If supervisor, and that's you're my supervisor, all right? Say, for example, that, all right, I see you now in the hallway, and he'd be like, hey, you know, where's I'd be like, I don't know. Yeah, you tell me where he at. You know, like, yeah, you know where he at? Ain't you his supervisor? What am I doing? I'm planting the seed.
Yeah, because you're making him wonder about his own employees.
Right, right. I'm not saying anything wrong, but, you know, I'm just saying that if you don't know where his employees at, yeah, that's a problem. That's your problem. Yeah, so, all right, so now what I'm going to do is, yeah, he's going to be looking for you.
That's right.
Right. At all time. Hey, man, yeah. You seen your food? I don't even. Right. All right, mm-hmm. So now at the same time, right? All right, so, all right, you're my supervisor. All right, say, for example, that you give me a project to do. All right, so even if I know that it's going to take me maybe 7 days, I'm going to say 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. All right. So now that we all have a meeting, and then, you know, ask you, hey, how's that project coming along? Well, you know, I think it ran about 2 more weeks. Well, sir, you know what? I'm actually done with it. I slide across the table. I'm going to keep doing that every time. All right. So now I'm already looking for you all the time. And now I'm actually making you, not on purpose, making you look bad. Like, you know, you don't know the status of your projects.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, you're right. I keep doing that. And that's me and you going to be switching seats.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's exactly what's gonna happen. Cause the more you remind my boss of me and the shit that just keep, it ain't even that you saying about nothing that I'm doing tonight. Mm-hmm. Though, just
right.
Keeping my name in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Put my name in his head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he thinking. So he like, yeah. Well, let me check on this nigga. Now he ready to go into micromanagement mode. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
That's definitely gonna cost me a chill.
Right. You're gonna be frustrated, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, you know, what's going on? Yeah. He's checking me all the time, and you know, yeah, I got reeling me out. You're like, you know, he's yeah, like I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I am doing my job, right? So yeah. All right, so now, all right, we switch seats. All right, so now I'm on the heads next. But yeah, I'm coming for you next. All right. All right, so now, yeah, I mean, you know, if someone hears this, you know, that I work with right now, I did not do this, you know, at my current job, I'm just explaining how DC works. All right, so, yeah. So now it is my boss. All right, and then his boss, you know, is giving him a task or how can I put this one? All right. So now he gave me a task. You know, he's just we all pretty comfortable. You know, he's like, go do this task for me. All right, cool. All right, so he probably ain't paying attention. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. All right, so I can't figure this out. Can you do this for me? And yeah, you know, just since he's such a great guy, he can be like, yeah. All right. My supervisor, you know, going to come to me and be like, hey, you know, what's their project? Well, yeah. I gave it to him. He's doing it for me. And what am I doing right there?
You just did some smooth shit. You know what I'm saying? You got the workload off of you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Put it on him. And so now, see, you just calling it like it is.
Right.
I handed it off.
Right. But
you didn't hand it off to nobody below. You handed it off to your boss.
Super. Right.
That's what killed me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So my supervisor now is doing my job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, awesome. Like, you know what? Gonna be thinking about that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your man. No, you know, switching seats too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You pretty much saying you reading somebody, but you gonna play their weakness of he a good guy to put some more work on his ass to fuck him up.
Yeah, but not on purpose though.
I know. I got you.
Boy, right. Got you. Right. It's not on purpose, but also right. Think about this too, though. All right. At any job, man. I mean, a job is a job. You know, right? Look out for your family first,
mm-hmm.
right? Because people at the job, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, you can be cool with them, but don't be friends with them.
I'm trying to.
Right. Because, right, if the tables was turned around, they'd be mm-hmm. coming for your head too. So yeah, it's not personal. You know, if I truly believe that, you know, all right, think about this. Have you both ever had a job where you thought that your supervisor didn't even have a clue?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because somebody, all right, so this is a case in point right here, too, though. All right, so some of the guys, you know, in like these leadership positions, they didn't get there because they were the best. They got there because of, right, different networks or right, they knew somebody. All right, so that's right. That's what triggered my second train of thought. Well, you know, for me to move up, you know, yeah, I got to start meeting people. Yeah, I got to start going out to these different conferences. You know, and just
mm-hmm.
yeah, you got to meet people. Well, that's the only way. Uh huh.
It's acting to your favor, you know.
Right. Sometimes, you know, I mean, you got to play the game.
Yeah, you got.
You're trying to get into, or vice versa.
Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, yeah, you can make it all the way up to the top. I mean, you know, just play your hand right, and then half of the time, being African American male, they don't even see you coming, like, you know, right? Because I hate to say this, man, but you know, but sometimes, you know, other groups of people, they look at African Americans as, you know, like, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. This guy another threat, or you know, yeah, he can never take my job, or yeah, he ain't better than me.
This is how it is.
Right,
it is what it is. Like, you can't change the way people think, but you can call it out. Like, it is. That's how people think.
Yeah,
everything in life you can take as your advantage. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
It's
the European's ego. Is why he don't see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
This is ego.
Right.
Good. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. Gonna be chopping it up over here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to carry on in that avenue.
But, yeah, man. I mean, but, yeah. College, though, I think it's all kind of like a system. You know what? Let me say the topic before. Yeah, for a quick second. Okay. All the people that I know, pretty much everybody that I know. All right, yeah. After high school, get a job. After college, get a job. it just seems like we are all actually brainwashed to graduate from something and then go find a job. All right, but these schools, they don't necessarily teach you about getting your own business. They don't. I mean, you know, that's not the norm. So the norm is for us to be workers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right, yeah, man. So like, you know, but you sometimes, you know, how can I say this? I take a step back, you know, I just try to look at things from a bird's eye view. Yeah. So from 9 to 5, yeah. Every morning, you know, yeah, they all going to work at the same time. They all get off at the same time. But, you know, maybe 1 o'clock, you know, you may see a guy pulling up in the Lamborghini, you know, going to work. And that's the owner. That's the person that I want to be.
Right.
Right. So how did this guy get there? Yeah. Been an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, so the best way for a person to actually, you know, to make $1 million is to get your own business. Right. It's going to be real hard to try to work for it.
Oh yeah.
Right. Doing it day in and day out. But yeah, but those are things that yeah, they don't necessarily teach us.
That's right.
So, they don't teach us about fixing your credit or anything like that, but take a look at your credit scores or the calculation formula. It's all been ran by what? Computer system. So if I understand programming languages, I can probably figure out what the formula is so I can raise up my credit score. Because everything is actually math when it comes to computers. All right, so, you know, once I start thinking about that, I'm like, you know what? I think I can double up all of my points just off of one transaction. All right, think about it this way, right? All right, say for example that, you know, that you pay your light bill every month. All right, so the average person, they'll pay their light bill with cash or by their debit card. Well, I always pay mine from my credit card.
I do too. Yeah.
Right. The reason being is that, all right, the light bill, yeah, got to get paid anyway. All right, so by me paying it with the credit card, then I wait about maybe, 15 days and then pay the credit card off. What did I just do? I just added way more points to my credit score based off a bill that I was going to pay anyway.
That's right.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and then, you know, if you're greedy about it, you know what I'm saying? All right, so you can pay that credit card, your light bill from the first credit card with the second credit card. And then you can wait 15 more days and pay that credit card off. So, right, you can triple your points up, just create your own, you know, create your own plan and, yeah, kind of your own little path. And, I mean, man, you can double up your credit score, maybe 200 points in less than 6 months.
Dropping them jewels.
Boy. Right. Because, yeah, they don't teach us about stuff like that.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Damn sure don't. You know what I'm saying? And it's a game out here. And the game is rigged.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it's about what you know.
Yeah, yeah.
About what you know, man. And, you know, trying to tell people how important knowledge is. It's like some people get it, and some people just miss their ass all the way. Like, look, knowledge is important.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, though, man? We got to start sticking together.
That's for sure facts, because... Go ahead. I'm going to let you say what you're going to say, but then I say, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Yeah. This won't take too long, though. All mm-hmm. right. So, what year that was? Like 2012, right? I was in Baltimore, Maryland. All right. There was a barbershop, and then there's a hair store that was side by side. All right. All right. Both stores are owned by two different people. All right. Now, they didn't have that much traffic going in there. So I'm like, cool. You know what? Let me try to buy both of these from, you know, these two people. I mean, the perfect setup. The side by side, one spot, cutting hair. Yeah. For the guys, the other store, you know what I'm saying? Putting on lace fronts for the women. So I wanted both of them. All right. So I approached both of the owners. I'm talking about, I offered them three times as much as, you know, yeah, what it was worth. They kept telling me no. No, 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 no. So I'm like, why? Well, all right, so yeah, she broke down and told me that if she would have sold me either one of those stores, that it would break up their cash flow. Because the agents, they buy and sell from each other. So by her selling me one of those stores, yeah, you know, yeah, they would have messed up the whole chain.
Damn. So they had it. They had it linked together some type of way.
Right. So, all right, yeah. So the agents have a network. So, all right, yeah. So when they buy and sell from each other, right, they keep the cash going. It's it's like a cash flow. Yeah. And all right, so if she would have sold, you know, yeah, sold it to me, yeah, they would have broke up the whole chain.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so right, that, you know what I'm saying, that triggered something in me.
And that's real shit though. And we gotta start doing exactly that.
The same thing, right?
Exactly that. You know what I'm saying? We gotta start producing more. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody, we gotta get more people interested in growing food, because everybody started businesses, but ain't too many people growing food, because we're gonna have to start growing our own food.
Right.
Because it's coming out how poisonous the food is now. So what you think going into the new world, they're really trying to clean up this place, then they're going to get rid of the food that's currently being sold. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody's on this health conscious shit now with the diet, you know, eating better. And so if everybody's looking to eat better and they're coming out letting people know about all the poisons that the FDA and the World Health Center has been letting be put in our food. So now the fight is, okay, let's just shut this shit down and people start growing their own food.
Yeah.
And so that's coming. And that you also got the AI about to start growing food too, you know.
Right. But
it's going to be better to be self-sufficient, because you don't really know what they feeding you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like now, you don't know. We don't know now, but we learning now what they feeding us. But it's best to do for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we need people growing cotton, and then we need somebody trying to figure out how to turn that boll weevil into a malleable material.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we need that. We need it all. You know what I'm saying? And so we need to get more focused, because most of the businesses we're starting all falls into the same lines and categories. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not branching out as diverse as the world is. We're still all falling into these basic-ass categories, to where we all do damn near the same shit. Like, you got we got a lot of black people doing clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing clothing, doing bags. You got a lot of... I've seen brothers doing lawn services. I've seen brothers, women doing beauty salons. They doing hair. Black women then got into doing nails.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got a lot of nail ladies nowadays. Now you got traders. You got all these traders now. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody trading.
So I think that there's too many people all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So the competition is going to be fierce. I'm talking about, it's going to be tough for the competition.
Yeah, I told you.
But yeah, but what I learned, what works for me, is that I'm greedy. I know I'm greedy. All right, so this is the reason why I am greedy. All right, so the same job that you're doing now, just do it for yourself. All right. Say, for example, that all right, that the job, you know, they get a contract for like $2 million, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to build a website. All right, so they go, all right, so the company, they're going to hire someone maybe $40,000 a year to actually build that website. And then the major company get to keep all the money. Like, I'm talking about, yeah, several millions of dollars. And, you know, they're only paying you just a fraction of it because you're doing all the work. But,
yeah,
that's, to me, that's not really fair.
Right.
All right, so, all right, when I first had moved down to Florida, right, I couldn't get hired, man. It's crazy. You would think that the person with two PhDs, you know, yeah, I could get hired pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But not down here. All right, so since they wouldn't hire me, you know what? I just hired myself. Got my own company up and running. And then, so just, you know, just by my own company, I had made twice as much that I would have made if I was working every day.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was working way less, too. All right, so what I had there was, all right, say for example, all right, that someone hired me to actually make my mobile app. All right, they're going to pay me $40,000, and you know I got to be done with it in 3 months. All right, so that $40,000, that whole pie goes into my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say that, you know, that I'm working for the company. Yeah, what? $500 a week, you know, that's not even nothing. So why get a piece of the pie when you can just start your own company and, you know, and get the whole thing?
That's right, get the whole
pie. Right. I mean, you're doing the same job anyway, just do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the same job that you're doing freaking every day, just do it for yourself.
I think it's finding ways to contract. Is what I think people's dilemma be, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Finding ways to contract, like, okay, so I got this, I done gathered this information on how to do my particular job, so I want to take my job and just turn it into a business.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people, you know, that I come across with, they don't know the difference between a hustle and a business. Or they've been hustling for so long, yeah, they never fully really converted over to a real business. But yeah, just by having a real business, I mean, that's just what tax breaks and all right. How can I say this? All right, if you have a business, right, how can you get your name out there? All right, so if you partner up with the military person, right, all right, they're going to put their business on the government website, and then they're going to call it a veteran-owned business. So if a veteran has a business, I mean, it's several grants. I mean, it's thousands of actually free money out there just to help you. And, right, they're going to put your name on, you know, several different government websites. So that's when you become a vendor for the government. All right, now, say for example that, you know, that maybe Google is going to get all, you know, get every contract because it's a big company. Well, all right, the government, they're going to look out for the veteran businesses. So say for example that, you know, you don't get even one sale, right? You get a piece of that contract from Google just by being a better known business. So yeah, you don't have to sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's several ways to get this money, man, but people just don't do it. I don't know why.
I can't say the lack of not completely. Some people,
Well, yeah, you know, for the most part, they go get it. But it's like a select few.
True.
Yeah, very select few. So this one time, I'm you know, all right. So this friend that I have, well, not really a friend, but you know, this someone that I work with. All right, so I'm trying to show him how to clear a six-figure salary pretty easy. All right, so you know, man, yeah, I'm talking to this guy, you know, like I'm trickling out the whole blueprint for him, and he think I'm trying to hustle him. Well, you know, what's in it for you? I'm like, I don't want anything, yeah, because I'm already making this money. I'm trying to show you how to get it. All right, so you know what? Yeah. I'll break the blueprint down actually right now. If y'all don't mind.
Oh, go right ahead, bro.
All right. So a person with a master's degree, all right, they can teach at the college level. All right, so actually every college course is offered twice at the campus level, all right, during the daytime and the nighttime. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, so let's say that you have a course that's Monday and Wednesday, right? All right, so that's a full salary right there. It's 2 days a week and it's 4 hours each. Mm-hmm. All right, and then let's say that you have a course Tuesday and Thursday. All right, that's a second school right there. That's a full salary. So there's two full jobs, yeah, just during the daytime. Now, okay, what about the evening time? All right, so the evening time usually starts from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they have two full jobs during the day, during the daytime. And then you have another two full-time jobs, yeah, during the nighttime. So that's four full-time jobs, and all you're working is maybe 20 hours, top and bottom. Mm. Top and bottom. Four full-time jobs, they are probably paying you maybe $75,000 each. Yeah, 75 times four. That's the easy salary right there.
Yeah.
Easy.
That's good. That's easy.
Right. So, yeah. You know, yeah, I'm trying to break this down to him. And, yeah, you guys are like, well, you know, what's in it for you? I'm like, nothing. Because, yeah, I'm doing it right now, you know, so I don't get it.
He,
I don't get it.
He couldn't understand.
Right.
He couldn't see the light.
Right. But if, you know, if someone else had told him the same thing, probably somebody that was not in our group. Yeah. If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe someone else, yeah, probably would have told him, yeah, he probably would have listened to it and, yeah, probably would have done it. Right. So, I don't know. It just seems like as African Americans, you know, trying to share knowledge with each other, they always think that trying to hustle each other. Or
don't they, though?
Right, right. Like, I mean, it's off the top.
Yeah, like, man, they think like, oh, I can't believe it. Man, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is some real shit here. So I had came back down this way, you know,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, since I'm here, let me teach while I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm trying to lay out shit to people, you know, people mm-hmm. I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to lay out different things to them as far as dealing with law or nationality and different shit like that. So
right.
I happened to have a little pick-up a job when I first got back, so I
uh-huh.
met some people that I hadn't seen in years and shit like that. So I just happened to be dropping some shit on them, you know. And so they looking at me like I'm crazy, but it's a European standing beside me. He cool guy, I can't remember his name, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, you right on it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so him went off and talked and shit like that. He was like, bro, you know, he was like, I know who y'all is. They don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I need you to do something for me if you really know. He was like, what's that? I said, I need you to come out here and tell these ignorant niggas this shit because they don't believe me when I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll believe you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't believe me when I say it, but they'll believe you. And so he was like, all right, I'll tell him. So he went out. He like, look, man, look, y'all this, y'all that. You know what I'm saying? And they looking at him like, oh, wow, really? And he like, yeah. And then I'm like, I try to tell y'all this. You know what I'm saying? So he said he'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's crazy, yeah, man. Like, they look at you like, nigga, you the, if it's something that's challenging their religion, they call you the devil. If it's something challenging they Biden, they call you a Trump fan. If it's, you know, like, it's like people don't, it's like when it comes to us, man, we just not listening to each other.
Right.
We not listening to each other at all, man. It's always like we trying to hustle each other. At least that's how we perceive it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, but you tell a nigga like, look, bro, I got a way you can make some bread. Nigga, I don't know about that.
Right. Like, okay, yeah. What's in it for you? I'm like, I'm straight. You know, like, I'm super straight. Yeah. I don't want your money. Just trying to put you on game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as everything that I learned, man, you know, like since childhood I try to find a connection with it. All right, like, you know, how can I say this? Kind of like the story that, you know, that the guy's mom kept telling him, you know, get out the video games and, you know, do your studying. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, mom is telling you pretty much what you need to hear. Yeah, just reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Use that love for your video games.
Mm-hmm.
And that you change your program and then, yeah, start making money off of it.
That's
doing
right.
It for free anyway.
That's right.
Go get that money.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, man, you know, some of the smartest people that I came across, they all come from the streets.
That's some real shit, too. And to go back to what we were saying about us being, us organizing and spending with each other, like, I like the drips came out, right?
Obama
was the first president to sign it. They had been trying to sign for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And so Obama signed the Declaration of Indigenous People Rights. I keep standing behind this shit.
Uh-huh.
This shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really need to begin to implement this shit because it says that the union is everybody's got our back in this shit.
Right.
And like, they gotta support us, they gotta leave us alone. And this document gives us the right to start our own governments, our own with no interference, to create our own religion, the right to create our own customs and culture and how we wanna do this shit. And I'm still hearing people talk about what we need to do with, we need to put better politicians in their system. We need to pick a better president next time in their system. I'm like, when are we going to just focus? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we insisting on being a part of their system?
I think it's all the same. I don't think so. The president even matters, or the politician that we choose. I just don't think it really matters.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, because they all, All right, so you know, when they first start to run and stuff, you know, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this, and then you know, when they get there, they'll never do it, or all right. They make backdoor deals, you know. I mean, other senators
Right. They never intended to do.
Right. You know? So, I don't know.
They just say what they got to say to get in office, you know.
Right. Get in office.
Yeah. And then they do what they told to do because it's a collective up that way. Them people work together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them people work together. But, like, you know, it's still like, if this system is consistently showing you that it doesn't care for your welfare, and Barack Obama came along and signed a document that the United Nations recognized, giving you the right to establish your own everything, why not focus there and move away, move out of a system that is clearly not benefiting us and ain't trying to. Last time I checked, they were sending us out crack pipes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I read about that too, yeah.
So I'm like, come on, man. When we gonna get real? Like, they really shoving this shit in your face. They showing, like, are you stupid or are you just stupid? They right. Like, when are y'all gonna wake up? Cause you gotta be like, you gotta see the humor in this shit. How they trying to show you, wake up, nigga. We trying to wake your ass up. All this shit that's going on is about us. Don't ever get that shit twisted, nigga. We is the greatest study on the planet.
You gonna get me started, boy.
Yeah, I'm already started.
Don't get me started.
I already got crunk up. We the greatest study on the planet. And everything that happens is to see how we are affected. Everything. Right. We are the test subjects, period. They like, if it don't kill them, it's okay for us. Or if it do kill them, we don't need to fuck with it. That's it. Because ain't no immune system like theirs. Ain't no nothing like theirs.
Right.
So we got to test it on them. Just like when they president came out and said, we need black people to take the jab. We running an experiment. I'm like, did this nigga really say this shit?
Man. Yeah. Do you know who, what's her name? Henrietta Lacks is?
Yeah, I know Henrietta Lacks. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. That story, that man is pretty crazy too. Yeah. So they're using her, her sales to create cancer medication. Now, you know, yeah, I'm hypothetically, right? So her sales were immune to cancer cells. Okay. Now, if they are using
black woman cells, and they say these cells were immune to cancer,
cells.
The hell is niggas catching cancer?
Right. Or
Or
the people who are, you know, taking that medication, it's, I don't think it's a full dosage. I think that, you know, that they water it down just so they can keep selling pills. Just my opinion.
I agree with that opinion.
Right. And then what? All right. So the government, yeah, they denied even using her cells for like, what, 30 something years. And yeah, they recently just, you know, just acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You read about that too?
Oh yeah. And see, and my thing is, see, this is when I get into my gossip.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because gossip is, you know, it could be another word for my conspiracy.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get me started.
But at the same time, my gossip is that, you know what I'm saying, they still trying to take us out because they're using our melanin for skin tan lotion, for melatonin pills, and you know what I'm saying, so they can help them sleep at night. They still using it for NASA to put on their rocket ships, and they like the amino acids that we have in a lot of things. You know, they using that melanin to this day, and I don't think they just using Henrietta Lacks melanin. I think there could possibly be causing things to happen to where it's a scenario where a mass of dark skinned melanated people die off, and some of them bodies go missing.
Man. So when it was like 6-7 years ago, right? They finally cracked the DNA. You know, yeah, they can identify which things I'm talking about. They broke the whole DNA chain down, so that right, they can pinpoint how to change a baby's color, eyes. You know the skin color. They can pretty much actually manufacture anything, a baby, based off the DNA coding. All right, so, right, they've been trying to think for years, man, and, you know, they finally just cracked it. But the thing that actually got me thinking, though, is this. All right, so if you mix a actually black person with in the other race, what color the baby going to be? The baby is going to be black. Do you agree?
No.
But okay, so if a black person has a as a kid by a white person, all right, what color would the baby be? It ain't gonna be fully white. It's gonna, you know, probably.
No, it ain't gonna be
fully like an in between, right?
Yeah, but I done seen some pretty light skinned mixed children. I done seen some
right, white right. But the baby is not 100% yeah pure white.
No, true.
Right. So right, anytime that you mix the black race with in the other race,
mm-hmm.
the it black gene is always dominant.
That's right.
So I don't know. Yeah, it just seems to me. I don't know. You know, why don't want to crack the DNA DNA sequence code for? But yeah, it's just kind of weird though.
Well, I think they just now releasing it. They cracked it because like I got a book that I was reading. This is a chemistry book, and they was talking about how they cured AIDS back in the 70s, and they was talking about how they did it was through gene editing. And I'm like, now this shit happened, and they said they cured this shit in the 70s. Magic Johnson came out talking about he got AIDS and ain't no cure for it in the damn early 90s. And I'm like, hold on, I'm like, they always feed people, they feed the masses the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And then they keep the secrets in books and shit you gotta go study and look for, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Man, well, I read a story about this black guy. He claimed that he cured some disease. And this guy took it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they didn't deny it. Jesus, I can't remember his name right now, but you know, sometimes, man, yeah, it just seems like we don't get the whole truth. Well, get a piece of it.
A lot of times we don't get the whole truth. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. But I got one more thing to say, man. I'll let y'all go.
Go ahead.
All right. You know, man, you got me thinking about college too, though, and that some people don't, you know, they don't think that they can afford college, or I mean, it's so much money out there, man. You know, to go get. If you look at it from a transaction point of view, all right, how can I say this, all right, like a big company, right, for them to drop their taxes, they normally donate. Now it's several websites out there. There's one is called fastwebs.com. all right, so yeah, give them this website and then you apply for a scholarship. I'm talking about they are literally giving out free money just so they can lower their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, people don't know about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then on top of that, right? All right. Say for example that you had needed $20, right? And that you had asked five of your friends and then they all gave you $20, you know. And you know, you said, yeah, what you needed for, you paid your bill with. And you know, if they all say, well, you know what, yeah, don't worry about it, you know, yeah, you keep the extra money for yourself. All right, so then, right, you're going to end up with, what, $20, $40, $60, $80 in your pocket. So, you take that same approach and, yeah, just apply towards your education. So you can actually make thousands of dollars just by even going to college.
Yeah, you can.
Right, so, right. So the main goal is to have several different sources paying for the same thing. And then, right, once you have an overage, the college got to cut you a stipend check.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like clockwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember getting my
check. Right. Yeah. After I figured that out too, though, man, boy, I got that first check. I'm like, well, you know what? How can I make them bigger? How can I get more of these things? Well, you know, you gotta have more money. I'm okay. Well, how do I get more money? Well, different grants, different scholarships. Okay, bet. Yeah. Enough said. I spent a lot of time on the internet applying for different grants and scholarships. So my first PhD. All right, so I applied for a scholarship. Right, they were asking for like a 3.8 GPA. Yeah, got to be a part of the big team and the swim team and stuff that didn't didn't fit my personality. Right. But I applied for it anyway. All right, so yeah, I would tell my wife, man, you know what? You know, just put your name in the hat and, you know, let them tell you no. You thinking no already, but you know what? Yeah, let them tell you no. All right, so yeah, I applied for it, and out of the whole world, only 17 people applied for it. So yeah, they gave it to everybody. Had a yeah. So my doctorate, I ain't pay anything for it.
Wow.
Yeah, a free scholarship.
Wow.
For the whole thing, but yeah. But that was it.
And that's gossip. You guys be sure to hit that star button and that favorite button. You know what I'm saying? This year I will be dropping a lot of podcasts. So, and I will be getting into a lot of stuff this year. So go ahead and hit that star, that like button. You know what I'm saying? Hit the favorite, go on and subscribe so you can get ready for some of this content we're going to release this year. Thank you.